15.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number in this live Saturday edition of the program. The number is 800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's get right into your phone calls. And talk first to Keith in Atlanta. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Thanks. What's on your mind? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just listening all a little while ago talk about, you know, the entrapment of pedophiles, or, you know, that's what they're trying to do anyway.
Well, now, hold on. Before we go on, I don't think it's appropriate to use the term pedophile for someone who's attracted to a teenager.
Right. The term is a phobiophile.
Right. A pedophile is someone who is attracted to a person who has not yet gone through puberty.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, yeah, you're right. I didn't realize.
It's okay, because that's what they always say in the news
media. Right, they want to, and they'll take a teenager, a young adult, whom they'll call a young man in school, and they'll hold responsible if they commit a crime, because, believe me, I was 17 years old, and I got sent to prison. They'll hold that person responsible for their actions. However, they can't be responsible for having sex with somebody.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't realize that. I guess I have two points to make. One of y'all said that you've got town of 25,000, and there's a full-time dude who does nothing but pretend to be a 17-year-old girl on the internet.
Yep, that's my understanding.
Pretty much the case. Yeah.
I mean, going back past or going beyond the obvious superficial, you know, huge waste of taxpayer money for this dude's salary. You've got someone who, in my mind, he is just as sick as the people who he's trying to.
I agree. I think there's something, you know, you have to have a real mindset, a real kind of perverted mindset, I think, to be able to engage in a job like that, where you're essentially chatting up horny dudes all day long and pretending like you're a teenage girl or teenage boy who's as horny.
I mean, what's with that? It's like, who the heck goes into that as a profession? I mean, geez.
I don't know, man. It's very strange, isn't it?
The second point I want to make is, I'm 39. I got to tell you, if a 17-year-old girl starts coming on to me, that's going to creep me out. I mean, I'm going to be like, you know, lady or girl, I could be your dad, for God's sakes.
Like, well, I don't know about this. I remember my grandmother, and I remember a conversation she had with my mom, my great-grandmother, I should say, before she died. And she said, you know, my mind feels like it did when I was 25. And I think that's really true. I still think the girls in Playboy are hot. There was one time when I used to look at them, and they were older. And now, funny, now they're younger. And it's, you know, so you sort of, there's this this bracket of ages, which are, you know, the women are the most attractive or whatever. You know, my wife is still beautiful to me.
Right.
You know, I, for some reason, old guys seem to get voted the sexiest man in the world a little older than, you know, women. You don't see many 60-year-old women getting voted sexiest woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
However, Sean Connery did pull it off. Of course, he has that great voice.
Right. I guess here's the thing, that this is something that dudes could do to protect themselves. Anytime you feel weird about a girl coming on to you, Just cut the conversation off and say, okay, young lady, what police precinct do you work for? Let's cut through this BS about you think I'm hot and all that, because we all know that I'm not hot.
Yeah.
And they're calling me hot.
I don't know if that's going to work, because I think that the cops, they have the ability to lie in the course of conducting their investigation. So they'll just lie to you if they're a real cop.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is put it out front that you don't trust them. You know, that this smells like some kind of BS. Like entrapment.
And then, yeah, yeah. I think that the guys that do get caught in this just feel so lucky that they're going to have sex with somebody, and it wouldn't matter to them whether it was a 21-year-old woman or a, you know, 16-year-old woman.
Maybe not, Mark. There could be a forbidden fruit aspect at work in that the idea of having sex with somebody that's out of their the legal age is somewhat attractive to them because it's, you know, dangerous.
When I was 33 or something like that, I dated a 19-year-old girl, and I can tell you, you know, she was really, really attractive. The problem was I had to talk to her.
Yeah.
You know, it's not so great that age difference.
Well, thank
you for
this.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, just one quick thing.
Yeah.
What if you were to ask the girl, are you over 18? And then let's say, you know, they lie and say, oh, yeah, I'm a girl over 18. doesn't that kind of cover you as a guy? I mean,
well, they're not going to say that. That's what they want you to do. They want you to talk to what you will believe is a underage girl,
because that's the whole crime. The whole crime is having talked to them and then going to see them. They don't. You never actually see this person.
Right. You're never actually having sex with a girl. You're never actually. Yeah. Which is why the entire thing is totally manufactured. It's nothing more than effectively a thought crime because there really is no victim. And thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it, Keith. 800-259-9231. And my argument is that there's no victim, even if there is a teenage girl or teenage boy involved, because I think they can make choices for themselves.
Yeah, I don't know how young I'm willing to go on that, but I've been reading this during the break since I mentioned her last segment. Loretta Lynn's biography on Wikipedia, and it took a great deal of scouring on the internet to discover how old Oliver Lynn was when she and he got married, but she was 13 years old when they got married. He was 21. That's a crime in all 50 states currently.
Sure is.
Yeah, and we've read stories here where, you know, young girls, 14, 15, meet guys that are a bit older, 21, 22. I don't know why it is they get along. I don't know what they have in common. I don't propose to know that they get along, but they marry them.
Well, I mean, these days it's probably not that they get along so much more that it is that the girl's looking for attention and the guys are willing to give some attention in order to get some action. Yeah. I mean, that's probably what most of it is.
I think that's the formula for sex and marriage and all that stuff anyway.
Let's continue with your calls. Ben is on the line in South Florida listening to WFTL. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. Good. What's on your mind?
I just happened to tune in to your station, and I heard this interesting conversation. I was just observing that the statutory rape law on the surface seems kind of crazy because let's say one of them is 17 and the other is 16. That's not statutory rape because they're both minors.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the next year it will be, but then the year after that, again, it won't be.
Yeah, it's the absurdity of law.
I had that same thing happen to me in high school. You know, that it could very well have happened to me.
I suppose they have to pick some age arbitrarily where they can be pretty sure that you're mature enough to have sex. So they just chose 18. But to these days, I think in this country, knowing what children know about sex, I mean, like at 16 should be. But I don't know.
Really. I don't know what age it should be, but it should be less than what it is. Try to find 18-year-old virgins. There's a dearth of them.
The age should be no age whatsoever. The issue should be victimization. If somebody had sex with another person who did not consent, that's real rape. And I think it's an insult to people who've been raped to call an 18-year-old having sex with a 15-year-old statutory rape.
I disagree with that because, this whole consent thing. My son is 4 months old. Now, he would not, he could neither assent or dissent to sex. So, therefore, how are you talking about violence and coercion?
Well, if you're not explicitly consenting, then you are not consenting.
I haven't had too many women that I've had sex with assent to sex. They just went ahead and did it, physically went along with it.
Okay, well, if they're not...
They didn't say, yes, let's have sex.
If they're not saying no, then... Oh, I see what you're saying,
Mark.
Yeah,
you've got a real problem with this whole, assent thing.
Clearly, people understand that children cannot, children cannot make those decisions. They clearly understand
that. I don't think they clearly understand that. Caller?
Hello?
Yep,
you're there.
Ahead.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, still here? Okay.
Believe it or not.
Any idea what the laws are in Europe?
Various. You can go to ageofconsent.com if it's still online. I don't know if it's still online these days, but there's a website, a resource that will essentially give you a breakdown country by country and state by state what the various ages of consent were. I remember the last time I looked, I think Spain was like 13. So it varies pretty widely over in Europe from my understanding. I think it goes from like 13 to 16. And even here in the United States, even Hawaii used to be 14. Canada was 14 for the longest time, and I think they just recently raised that to 16. Here in New Hampshire, it is 16. So it changes from state to state.
Yeah, it's really odd.
Apparently, the girls here in New Hampshire are smarter than the ones down in Florida. They can make decisions 2 years earlier. I mean,
it's just nuts.
It's
not even standard in this country.
Yep,
hello?
Exactly. Hey, thank you for the call tonight. I think he thinks he's going to keep getting held up on. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Look, nobody's advocating child sex here, Mark. I'm just saying that teenagers who've gone through puberty can make their own damn decisions for themselves. Will they make the wrong decisions? Sure. Should someone go to jail for that? No.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 25th, 2008. Gold opened at $929.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $955.94, $470.80 for half ounce, and $235.40 for quarter ounce. That's $955.94, $470.80, and $235.40.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with over 375,000 posts. There is a lot to talk about on the Free Talk Live BBS. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com and get the conversation started. From serious issues to fun stuff, you'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking about the age of consent, and what started all of this was a call from Florida about one of those police... Essentially, these programs that they have that entrap horny people, mostly horny older guys, into this...
older than 18, guys.
Yeah, believing that they're going to be able to hook up with a teenage girl, and then when they try to go and meet
the
girl...
Or boy, whatever their flavor is.
Sure. And then when they go and try to meet the girl, they find out it was actually a cop, in point of fact, and they get arrested and charged with some sort of crime, which, you know, contributes to ruining their lives and getting them on the sex offender list for the rest of their life.
And I think that there's probably a better chance that you're talking to a cop than you are talking to some 16-year-old girl that wants to have sex with you.
Right. There aren't too many teenage girls that are actually going to hang out in horny dads chat rooms. I mean, I don't know, or horny men. I don't know what rooms these people hang out in.
I don't know. I mean, it's a strange
across.
World. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really get it myself. I don't know how it all exactly works, but I do know that men...
I can tell you that if that browser came up on my line and my wife was using my computer, I would be in big trouble.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't know how it all precisely works, but I do understand that it shouldn't be happening, that these guys are not committing crimes.
I think they blow this whole kid sex internet thing way up. I've been using the internet since 1998, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. I've looked at all kinds of porn on the internet. I've been solicited for all kinds of porn on the internet. Some horrible, disgusting things have popped up on me here and there, and I have never once been offered in any way, shape, or form the ability to see child porn.
Oh, I thought we were talking about.
We are, but I mean, I think that they're just
define child porn.
The government's
definition is anybody under the age of 18, and if that's your definition, then there's a whole lot of it on the internet. Because as one of our chat room participants pointed out, kids these days have no shortage of digital cameras, and if they're feeling rebellious or whatever it is that they've got in their head, and they want to take naked pictures of themselves and send them to some of their friends or do who knows what with them, there is no one stopping them. There's no there's nobody at the the Walgreens photo development center that's going to be able to intercept them. They're going to be able to snap whatever the explicit photos they want of themselves and distribute them in whatever ways they deem appropriate. So if you're defining teenagers being photographed nude or in some sort of sexually promiscuous position then as child porn, then there's a whole lot of it on the internet.
I'm defining it as is exploitative pictures of children.
That's not so much. They're not so much of that, I don't think.
I did happen to at one time some girl that was 16 or 15 or something like that put a picture of herself up topless, and that was offered that I could see that. I, however, declined because I knew the age and I just didn't feel like committing a felony that day.
Let's continue with your calls here. I want to hear what you think and talk to Bill in Indy listening to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I got a couple questions for you. I'm still trying to formulate my opinions. I'm not real educated on the subject because I'm childless.
Okay.
But let me ask you guys a question. If I ask you a question, you won't think I'm trying to attack you, I hope.
No, go ahead.
Because I'm about as libertarian as the rest guy, the next guy. But I gotta ask you in your mind. Let's say a 35-year-old man wants to have sex with a 14-year-old girl. Do you think that's okay?
If they're both consenting to it, then I think it's fine.
Okay, what age, how low can it go?
I don't have an answer to that question. I mean, certainly the younger you go, the more icky and uncomfortable things become as far as the discussion
is concerned. I think the 35 and 14 sounds icky to me.
I made the decision at age 10 to engage in sexual activity, and I was aware of what I was doing. So, I mean, I'm not advocating that, and I am saying that it's important that consent be attained. But I don't think you've got a crime if you've got two consenting parties. And I think that teenagers have the ability to make choices for themselves.
I just can't get past my mind. I know I don't have any daughters. I don't know if you guys do either.
No, I do not.
I can't get it around my mind. Let's say I keep thinking, 35, 4-year-old guy with a say, a 14-year-old girl. Let's just use that
right.
as an example.
I totally get it. And in our high schools is probably where this is, these people are going to
you
be.
You mean the teachers meeting the kids?
This is probably the most likely occurrence there. And I think that, for one, they would be violating the rules of the school and should be fired for that. But, I think about the double standard.
And I'm guilty of that, too. I wouldn't be half as upset if it was a 14-year-old boy and a 35-year-old woman.
Oh, really? Then you're going to give them points, right? Like, way to go, dude.
Yeah, I know I just lost the women out there because I'm a sexist pig, but...
I think a lot of them have the same opinions, really. I think that...
Am I inconsistent in that belief? I mean,
absolutely. And I think that by having...
And remember, girls mature faster.
But wait a second. The rules, by making these rules that girls can not make these decisions, they know they can make the decisions because it's their vagina. They can make the decisions with it. So, then they get this power in the relationship, and you set up this whole power-sex situation that, really carries on through life. And sex shouldn't be associated with power, and you need to take that away. And I think once you do, then girls won't be quite as attracted to using that for older guys and getting them in situations. I think it sets up this weird dynamic.
Well, I'm in my 40s, and I can't imagine even wanting to have sex with anybody younger than 18 because I'd be scared to death that the father would be out there to shoot me.
That's probably the most practical concern is what do you do about dad?
Let somebody else have a chance.
Thanks, Bill, for the call tonight. We appreciate it. At 1-800-259-9231, you can chime in on this controversy. It's never going to be resolved. There's always, as long as there's this arbitrary age limit, there are always going to be people that are going to violate that limit and have sex with somebody that's under that particular arbitrary age and then get put into a prison as a result of it. There are a lot of guys sitting behind bars today because they had sex with a teenage girl. In many cases, there's another factor here, a girl that lied about her age.
It absolutely is true. But,
the thing is, there
have been rules throughout the ages that have been based on other things besides age. There have been, rules on social class. If for some reason a noble girl decided to have sex with a peasant boy, his head be chopped off. And then when you move that up a little bit more in the time continuum, if a white girl decided to have sex with a black boy, he's going to be hung. And now what we're doing is we're taking middle-aged, men, I don't know, you pick your age, 35, 40, 25, 18,
probably mostly in their 20s.
Whatever, that are having sex with girls that are, old enough to make decisions on whether or not to have sex, because they are, whether you like it or not. They say that young people, there's a certain age. I believe that there is a certain age that you can't make the choice. But I know that age isn't 16. I know it's not 15.
It's a mental age, as far as I'm concerned. It has to do with experience and wisdom and not the
actual amount. I knew all kinds of girls that were having in high school. In high school, when I was in high school in the 80s, that had sex at 13, 14.
1-800-259-9231, and the fact is you're not going to improve these people's lives by engaging them in putting them into this legal system, possibly putting them in jail cells and going through that whole rigmarole. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. And there is no age limit to be a part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. Though, didn't I restrict babies? I think I restricted babies from being on the Shrine. You actually have to be able to consent to send your picture into the Shrine. But beyond that, as far as, like, as long as you can consent, take your own photo and send it in, we'll put you up there. I think we've got the youngest on the Shrine is probably, what, like, eight? Something like that?
I guess, yeah.
And there you go. So head on over.
Shrine has arbitrarily decided that that age can consent.
Well, she was there. We were there with her at a public event. We took the photo with her, so she clearly knew what she was doing. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. I don't think we're going to have time to talk about it. Maybe we'll get to this story later this week. But since we're talking about age of consent in regards to sexual matters, it seems appropriate to talk about age of consent in regards to other things, like being able to work. What about teenagers being able to make the decision to actually have a job? That's a pretty big issue, too. So if we get a chance, we might cover that tonight, but we got to get to your calls first. Mike is on the line listening to WXNT in Indy. Hello, Mike.
Yeah. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is, as an African-American, I was a black man here in the United States of America,
mm-hmm.
and as a disabled veteran that served this country, and I obtained degrees and so forth, I think probably around 90% of our people are law-abiding citizens.
Are people being black people? Or
yeah,
Americans?
Yeah,
okay.
Black people.
Okay.
I think that everybody should be treated the same. When you pull over, the respect, unless you have committed some kind of crime. I've been pulled over for no reason at all. and I've been disrespected.
I believe it.
I think that's something that if the local municipalities or the police where you live, the police chief, who's ever in charge, cannot deal with their officers, then they need to be taken to the Department of Justice.
Yeah, I don't know how one polices the police. It seems to be a problem we've had ever since we've had police. I think that the crime of driving while black, and a friend of mine, the godfather of my child is black, and he confirms this has happened to him, and his way of dealing with it is being nice to the officer and
that's what I do. I do the same thing. I mean, I'm a person that's. I'm a disabled Vietnam era veteran.
Sure, I understand, but essentially what you're doing is kissing the officer's ring to some extent just to be able to be let go. I mean, you should, it's tough. It's a tough situation to be put in. You shouldn't be suspected for something simply because of your race.
And I'm going to say this also. I believe a lot of people of my race are afraid to speak out on this matter. They will take the punishment wherever it is and go on down the road. And it does have impact on a person. I believe it do have an impact on a person. Knowing that you haven't did nothing wrong and being pulled over for no reason at all, and then beyond that, disrespected.
Well, the number one cause of, in my opinion, the number one cause of this problem is the war on drugs. They will pull people over, and it's not just black people, it's also teenagers and people driving beat-up cars and long-haired hippies, and, a lot of people suffer from, and of course Hispanics as well, suffer from, this police targeting, this discrimination, and the cops, they just figure that, they're more likely than not, in some cases, to find some marijuana or something like that, and so they pull these different groups of people over in the hopes that they're essentially on a fishing expedition. They usually ask to search, and most people don't know they can say no to a search. They're too scared, so are intimidated. So they go ahead and they let the cops search, and sure enough, they turn up a bag of marijuana, which, in my opinion, is not a crime. That we talked last night about some sheriff down in Tallahassee that said that he thought drug users were criminals, and I'm sorry, they are not. Criminals are people that harm others. Criminals are people that destroy property and harm other people. That's the only, in my opinion, the only acceptable definition of criminal. But yet, the police have had the definition of criminal expanded to anyone that breaks one of their silly little laws, and so they'll target whoever it is they think they can get to obey and bow down to them. And it's just so it's so sad. And as you said, Mark, what do you do about it? What can you do? And there's not much that can be done in the current situation, because the only thing that would possibly change all this would be to have protection competition, to have companies that you would hire to keep you safe, and those companies wouldn't be around arresting you for possession of marijuana. So, again, it really goes back to the issue of the war on drugs and these other so-called consensual crimes, with what we were talking about earlier, with teenagers having sex with one another underage, or a 21-year-old guy having sex with a 15-year-old. I mean, these are all consensual acts that we're talking about here, but yet they've been criminalized by these laws, and so all kinds of innocent people that have never harmed another person in their lives are getting punished for no reason whatsoever, just because the cops, they've got their laws to enforce, and they're going to do it.
Thank you for letting me talk, sir.
I'm glad you called. Thank you for making that call. 800-259-9231. I mean, I'm not black, so I can't really empathize with the situation, but I am a marijuana consumer, so I do understand what it's like to be targeted for one's system of what one prefers in life.
I know it's wrong. That's what I know. I know it's wrong to profile somebody simply based on race, and, it's done. And people say it's okay, and I just don't agree.
It's not okay.
It's not okay. It's not okay to profile somebody based on the type of car, the length of their hair, or the fact that they're of black descent or of Arabic descent.
Just think about this. I mean, what is it that they could profile you for if there were no consensual crimes?
What does a murderer look like?
Right.
What does a burglar look like?
Right.
None of these things.
They wouldn't be able to get away with it as easy.
Yeah, I think that there would still be, what does a terrorist look like?
Well, yeah, we've got that one now, but my point being, though, they would not be able to just get away with pulling over wholesale as many people that they want to pull over, harassing them and haranguing them and threatening them and intimidating them. They wouldn't be able to get away with it if they were actually peace officers whose number one priority it was to keep the peace and to keep people safe. But that's not their number one priority. Their number one priority, as we discussed last night, is to give out tickets and to arrest people and to put people in jail cells for crimes that aren't real crimes. Revenue generation and arresting nonviolent individuals, arresting consensual criminals. That's what the cops do 90% of the time, as far as I'm concerned. And it's one of the reasons why people don't respect the police, because they're out there arresting their friends. They're out, you know, your son gets arrested for having a marijuana cigarette. Your friend, who happens to be black or Hispanic, gets pulled over because he was driving while black. I mean, when you hear these stories, you start to understand that the police are not, in point of fact, out there to keep you safe. They're not there to protect and serve. They're there to serve themselves with your money. That's what they do. And to deny that is to deny reality.
Well, I think that many of them don't serve themselves directly with your money. They serve their department with your money.
And serving themselves. I mean, if you arrest a lot of people and you give out a lot of tickets, you get bonuses and overtime and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think they get it based directly on the seizures, but you know, it trickles down. As a salesman, I know that I've got to bring money into my organization. Otherwise, my job's in jeopardy. And that's revenue generation. Well, the cops are just revenue generators with guns in a lot of cases.
Let's keep going with your phone calls. Nick, on the line in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. Just want to change gears a little bit to the FCC discussion you've been having for the last few days.
Okay.
I was kind of trying to think about a good way that it applies to our current market. And stand-up comedy is a certain market where people's ideas are strictly conceptual, and they get stolen all the time. And half the time, the person stealing the idea is the one that's more famous. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a very direct correlation to, you know, how it could work in a free market, to where reputations are purely what's on the line, and it's not so much the idea, but, you know, sometimes how you deliver it or what's more likable to the audience, basically.
So are you suggesting that, you know, if somebody rips off a joke, that's okay as long as they tell it better? Hang on, we'll bring you back. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet into water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we've got an easy way for you to do it. You can just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Look, you got to buy stuff. Everybody has to buy stuff to live life and enjoy it. And Amazon's got virtually everything you might need to buy, 41-plus categories to shop in, including used items. So if your budget's tight, buy used. Save yourself a few bucks and feel good, because when you buy through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the sales. So start your shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. As we go back to Nick in California. So, Nick, let me see if I understood correctly what you were saying before. You were saying that in the world of stand-up comedy, comedians have been known to borrow jokes from one another, and they've been okay. Like, comedians have been able to actually make money off of that, and you're using that as an example to say that intellectual property protections aren't necessary?
Well, I'm not saying it's necessarily a nice thing to do, because it's often they're not asking for permission to do it,
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes not using the joke directly, but using more of the concept and changing it to however they feel it works. And I mean, it happens, and it's been happening, and nobody's stopping it from happening, other than, you know, either personally I don't listen to certain comedians due to I know the fact, you know, that they've taken certain jokes or,
well, the market, you know, what you're saying there is the marketplace decides. And so therefore, if you know, a club owner gets wind that one of his performers is a rip-off artist, first and foremost, maybe he won't give him the gig and they'll have a tougher time getting something.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, certain comedians nowadays, are Carlos Mancias and our Dane Cooks, who are popular in mainstream, are the ones who generally are guilty of it. So I don't know if our current market is doing that, but
well, if you can steal a joke and tell it better than the other guy, then well, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
You know as well as I do that it's the ears that are listening, not necessarily how good or bad you are at telling the joke. I mean, maybe our radio show is better, maybe it's worse than Rush Limbaugh's, but he's getting heard by a lot more people because he's on 600 stations, we're on 40. So
that's
necessarily true.
I mean, it's the images involved, too. I mean, someone like Dane Cook, who's really popular, can get away with stealing a joke from, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, and people who've never listened to specific comedians who he's taken it from aren't going to even know, and they're going to assume it's his own personal his own personal work when it's truly not. So they can't judge properly.
And how crazy would it be if these comedians could sue one another over who had what joke first? I mean, then you've got all kinds of lawsuits, and then you can't focus on writing new jokes because you're too busy defending yourself or suing somebody. So it's worked out. Sure, some people have gotten their jokes ripped off, and maybe some others have made careers out of it, but, you know, maybe you weren't cut out for comedy.
I guess not.
I don't know. What's that have to do with the FCC, though? Well, you called about the FCC.
The FCC doesn't do anything about it currently. I mean, when it happens...
Why would the FCC be involved in joke telling?
Well, I'm just thinking more on the intellectual properties. I might not be speaking of the proper...
The FCC is the Federal Communications Commission, and it doesn't really have any purview over intellectual property, and more so over broadcast matters like cable television, radio, and that sort of thing.
Well, I guess I was incorrect there. I'm sure they'll play a role at some point in the process of a comedian getting on air and potentially, you know, saying a ripped-off joke, but, I mean, not directly as far as copywriting. Specific idea or specific joke.
Nick, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Just misunderstanding there. The job of the FCC, at least right now, that is not in their purview.
Thank goodness.
But they,
if it was, they'd do it poorly.
Well, I guess they have been involved in that, you know, you can't play certain comedians on the air if they curse, because then you'd come in violation of the FCC. But otherwise, they... pretty much stay out of that realm for now. As we continue here with your calls, and we talk to Robert, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello. Hey. I originally called in to talk about something. I want to comment on the last caller.
Sure.
I honestly believe that if it wasn't possible for somebody else to listen to another comedian and listen to their work and then improve on that, that's kind of, I believe, how the whole comedian... stuff came about. I mean, one person tells a joke, another person hears it, comes up with a better way to tell it. I mean, without being able to do that, you wouldn't have some of the greatest comedians.
Sure, comedians inspire one another, right? I mean, a comedian that's outperforming today is going to tell you that he was influenced by comedian X, Y, and Z,
right,
and
like
that's okay.
Right. Now, the original reason why I called, I'm 28, and I'm a father of three, and I pay child support.
Okay.
And I have experienced in my personal experiences that not all the money that I pay in that goes towards my children. I honestly believe that it's a one-sided situation as far as the city and the state's concerned. My problem is I think that there isn't any legislation or anything in place that kind of protects the father figure. I think that there should be some legislation in place or some rules or things that should be enforced to keep the mothers honest.
Well, how are you going to do it, though? I mean,
I agree with you entirely. The paternity setup in this country is one-sided.
It favors women.
It's screwed up, and you know, there's just it starts with sex and it works its way, and it's all downhill from there. You know, just the very fact that you get to decide whether or not you want to have a baby before
right.
you have an orgasm. They get to decide 4 months after that. You know, their decisions go that much longer, and you know that's wrong, and a lot of it's messed up, but. You know, unfortunately, the way it is currently is that, you know, men are looked down on, you know, they're the bad guy every time. They're the
right.
bad, you know, when you look at custody, 9 times out of 10, and I'll bet you I'm not wrong on that number, 90% of the time, women are going to get custody of the children. You know, generally, if you see a situation where the women don't have custody, there's some real odd
right.
reason.
I like the idea of, you know, if you're paying child support, that all that money should go to supporting the kid. But on the other side of that, if it doesn't, how are you going to prove it? I mean, how are you going to know for sure? And then are we talking about expanding the bureaucracy to where they become more intrusive in people's lives to try
not
to verify
so much,
this?
Not so much as in, like, keeping track of each transaction or thing that happens as far as that, but more in lines that... You know, they should at least, you know, have be able to, like, call up on and have them have a way to prove, you know, keep a receipt or have a account, you know, something that would keep track, you know, where they went. Not so much what they got, but where they went or something. Some type of thing that would make them have to check in each month, you know, and or just some rules in place to keep the mothers, you know, because in my situation, my ex, you know, doesn't work. She lives at home, pretty much living off of what I make.
Yeah, it does make you wonder.
There should be some rules or programs that they have to attend in order to keep getting that, or that should be stopped for a temporary period of time until they do, you know, follow the rules or do what they have to do. And I just feel that there's nothing in place for them to have to do anything.
I agree that it's a mess. I don't think the government can fix it. I think the government's involved, and that's the problem.
Right. And yeah, adding more rules not going to solve the problem. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I can empathize with how you feel on this, but I don't think that you're going to find the solution in the bureaucracy. I don't know what the solution is there, because it's tricky, right? I mean, if you pull the government out of it, and then you could have like an arbitration situation, I guess, where each party agrees to certain terms, and it'd be probably more agreeable for both parties in that particular case, whatever those terms were.
I totally agree that an arbiter would be the best scenario.
I think that'd be the way to go, but just adding in more bureaucracy and more rules and regs, then you're just giving them an excuse to hire more bureaucrats to expand their purview, and I hesitate to come on your side and support that particular call. But thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Leon, also listening to WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
You're
on the air? I thought my phone cut out.
Here
you are. I was listening to a caller that was complaining about cops stopping them and this, that, and the other. And I listen to you most evenings, but hey, what I'm wondering about is it can't be this simple, but what about having they probably already have the capability to lock in these mics that they carry on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem with requiring them to lock in the mic when they stop anybody and then record it, and if they don't get a complaint, you know, trace the tapes within a week or something like that. With the technology we've got, I'm sure they got the capability of doing something
like that.
Some
stuff's recorded.
That would eliminate a lot of this who said what.
I agree with that. I think that the police should be recording stops for their own protection, and I think that
many of them are.
I think that drivers should be recording the stops for their protection, and I think that there shouldn't be a problem.
But if you whip out a
camera or a microphone on a police officer, they get mighty scared. They don't like them microphones and them cameras.
So not when a gun.
Not when they're in the hands of the citizenry. You know, they know that what they're doing could end up on YouTube.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry, but we're out of time for tonight. Do call us back another time. Be happy to continue the discussion, and we will continue discussing various issues starting Monday night. And we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.